October 4th, 2018, the Feast of St. Francis of Assisi. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, divest yourselves of worldly concerns when you come to pray. Then you will see how events unfold and problems are solved according to my will. Your prayers in this way are most powerful and can change hearts. It is Satan who tries to interfere and to destroy your prayer time. He uses your unsolved problems, even your relationship with others, as distractions and even discouragement as to the value of your prayers. I encourage you to pray for unbelievers who live their lives with disregard for my commandments. Some presume they can cast themselves upon my mercy at their last breath. This, of course, is worthy of belief, but many do not have that last moment to call upon my mercy. Many souls are lost this way, even souls representing the church. You can always depend upon my mercy, but you cannot depend upon the last minute to be available to you to turn to my mercy. This pattern of living has been the demise of many souls. Your salvation and the future of the world lies in your obedience to my commandments. Use the present moment to accomplish this." A note is given to read Hebrews chapter 3, 12 through 14. "Take care, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil, unbelieving heart, leading you to fall away from the living God. But exhort one another every day, as long as it is called today, that none of you may be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. For we share in Christ, if only we hold our first confidence firm to the end." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.